Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Isaiah chapter 32, reading from verse 1 to 4. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly.
Amen.
Amen. The title of our message is Christ the King. Said to us that a king shall reign. This king shall reign in righteousness. It means he's a righteous king. And because he's the righteous king, then people can hide in him. They can confide in him because he's true. So that's why it says a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, in that he will be as rivers of water in a dry place, a rock in a weary land. The eyes that see him shall not go dim again, that sees this king. That means he opens the eyes of the blind. And then the ear that hears the sayings of this king will be opened. And so that's why he says that people now will be able to speak plainly, because they will have understanding. It means this king is king that gives knowledge. So he said this king is the king of righteousness. He's the righteous king. It means he's the right king. That this king is going to bring peace. He's going to bring freedom. This king, God has promised that he shall reign. And his reign has no end. See what the scripture says concerning Jesus Christ in 1 John chapter 2. I'll read verse 1 of it. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So when he says a king shall reign in righteousness, he's talking of Christ the King. God had ordained him to be our king, the genuine king. So it means that all of that king, all of that thing that reign over us, over mankind, are falsehood. They are not true. They are not the true king. That Christ is the right king that should rule us. In those days, in the days of Prophet Samuel, if we go to 1 Samuel chapter 8, if we read from verse 1, and it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. So Samuel was old. He set his sons to be judges, to judge the people, but they were corrupt. They took bribes. Now when the people came to Samuel and said he should give them a king like other nations to be judging them. So the matter displeased Samuel because he knew that the Lord was their king. But the people didn't know the Lord. They are not aware that the Lord is their king. So they wanted a physical judge, physical king that would judge or rule over them. But yet the Lord was their king, who is the Lord, the Word of God. They had the word given to them by Moses. So which is their king, the king in Israel? So he now told Samuel when he prayed to him that it is not you they rejected, but me. They have rejected the word. So they are looking for a physical king like other nations. But the Israelites were different because they had the Lord as their king, which is the word he gave to them. To rule them. That's why Moses told them, "Hear you, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Therefore, all of you shall obey him. There's only one master. To master the whole people, all of you are brethren to this one king." And so, he then told Samuel, "It's myself they rejected. They have rejected me being king over them. That since the time he brought them out of Egypt, they have been doing so. They have not taken to him that 40 years in the wilderness he spoke to their fathers and they resisted him. They had in their heart, they will not have him to be king over them. And as such, they have rejected him long time before they came to Samuel. He wanted them to be ruled by the rule of law. But now they wanted a physical person to be ruling them. They rejected the word in favor of a man. And so it displeased God, displeased Samuel, the prophet of the Lord. Because who was he? A prophet of the word. So that they have rejected him outright. So, but today God is telling us that Christ is the king, has always been a king, and that God ordained him to be the king. See what Isaiah the prophet said concerning this king in Isaiah chapter 31, in verse 6. "Turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted." You see, they revolted against him in the days of Samuel. So he said that we should turn to him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. That means they have turned away from him. Who is this person? The Word of God. He said we should turn to him. That's what God is saying to us today. That the Word of God is our king, the right king. If this king reign, he said his reign is in righteousness. He's the king of righteousness. He will do justice to us. But when he judges, his judgment is true because he does the will of the Father. And so he's saying to us that we should turn to him whom the Israelites have deeply revolted. Where was the revolt? They had in their hearts. This king is not natural king. That if they have opened their heart to him, they will not be asking for a physical king. That this king was to dwell in them, in their hearts, in their mind. That he is a spirit. That God is a spirit. And this spirit is the word of God that they were supposed to receive. But they didn't have the word abiding in them. That's why they went looking for a physical king like the Gentiles. They were ignorant of this king. Look at chapter 33 of Isaiah, verse 22. "For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us." Fantastic. You see, that's why he's called Jesus the Savior. He will save us. Say, "The Lord is our judge." See, they had a judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. He gave us law to live by, His word. The Lord is our king. He will reign over us. When He's reigning over us, He say, evil cannot reign over us. Wickedness cannot reign over us. Sickness cannot reign over us. The enemy cannot reign over us. You see, when the Lord was reigning over them, no enemy can come and reign over them. But when they reject this Lord, then the Gentiles come and reign over them. Time and time again, in the Old Testament, the Midianites reign over them. The Philistines come, reign over them. The Assyrians came and reign over the Israelites. The Nebuchadnezzar came and reign over them because they rejected the king. Who? The word from reigning over them. See what the scripture says concerning the Lord in Isaiah 49, reading from verse 6 and 7. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that it's a small thing that I give you only Israel, that I'm going to give you the whole world. That's why he is Christ, the King of the whole world. Though he took a people to himself, the Israelites, he says, a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up a tribe of Jacob, to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee to be a light to the Gentiles. That's what he showed to Abraham, that the seed shall possess. He said, by thy seed shall the whole nations of the earth be blessed. That God gave this Christ to the whole world. That's why he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, not only Israelites. The scriptures has brought in the Gentiles. It says that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, shall have everlasting life. That now Christ is not only king of the Jews, but king of the whole world. That the word of God is king over all, according to the scriptures. And so he's saying to us that now we should know that Christ is our king. Christ is our lawgiver. Christ is our savior. Who? The word of God in the Bible is the king. Was it of king? Look at Isaiah 60. I hear what the scriptures say more of him. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Fantastic. The light of God will be upon him. He said, we behold his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, saith John. It says that the glory shall be seen upon him. What glory? The glory of the Lord shall be upon him. Upon who? Upon the word of God. That the word of God is the Lord. That he is that king. Christ the king. He says, arise, shine. For the light is come. He says, if this light is hidden to those who are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their mind. You see, the Israelites didn't see the light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He was their light. Now they were looking for the light of the Gentiles, a physical man, because their deeds were evil. They love darkness rather than the light. He says that there will be darkness upon the people. Who is the darkness? The flesh. The natural is dark. He said then the light of God will be seen upon him, because he is that light. Which light? The light of the word of God. He said, if this word of God enter you, if Christ enter you, he gives you light, give you understanding. See here the psalmist. That the entrance of the word of God into our heart, that is the beginning of the reign of this king. He is not a natural king that sits in the houses of men. No, he sits in his own house. In which house you are? He said, no, you know that you are the temple of the living God. That a king will reign in righteousness. He's telling us a king will reign in your life. Through what? When he comes in, into our hearts. And so he's saying that the light, his glory will be seen. The glory of the word of God will be seen. Look at verse 12 of this Isaiah 60. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee. The fir tree, the pine, and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary. I will make the place of my feet glorious. Are you hearing verse 14? The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. The children of those that rejected him, people that reject in the places where he's rejected, where they reject the word of God, he said the children that will be born in those places will bow to the scriptures and they will worship him. And so the Lord is saying to us that this is the stone the builders disallowed, but yet is the chief cornerstone. That according to the scripture, he said any nation, any kingdom that will not serve him will perish. And so he's saying to us that it is him that came to save mankind, who Jesus Christ came to give us the knowledge of the truth, so that we will not perish but have everlasting life. And that this Christ is the King of the whole world. He is the King that God has given to mankind to rule. He initially gave him to the Israelites. He says that they deeply revolted against him, that we should turn to him. That when they revolted against him, they perished. That God is preaching to us his word, his king. That this king is king over all. He's an everlasting king because he's the king of God. He's not the king of man. Look at what he said to Pilate in John chapter 18, reading from verse 33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thy own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now on is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou seest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Amen. Amen. He said he has a kingdom. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. It's heavenly. It means it's spiritual kingdom. And that he is not of this world. If he was of this world, that his servants will fight. That he is that king eternal. Amen. That king undiable. That invisible king. That king that enter into the hearts of men. And when he enter, then he will be ruling and reigning. That is the king he is. See what John records in the days of his flesh. John chapter 12, from verse 12. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's coat. These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, that they have done these things unto him. Amen. It says, when they heard that Jesus had come into Jerusalem, they took palm tree and to meet him, to meet their king, because he's truly the king. So they were praising him. They heard what has happened, that dead Lazarus that was in grave for 4 days has got up. And they said, this is indeed Christ the King. They opened their heart unto him and they came praising this king. And so that's what God is saying to us, that the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. That he is the King. He is our Lord. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. That God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That when they heard that this man spoke to the dead, and the dead came alive, then they glorified the word. And so he's saying to us that the word of God is that king that should enter us, that we should not revolt against him like the people of old, that he will first be rejected of this generation, say the scriptures. But the king is coming. They say they will first reject him, as he was in the days of Noah, so shall he be in the days of the Son of Man, say the scriptures. As he was in the days of Lot, he says, so shall he be in his days. That we are living in his days. That this is not the time to be looking for a physical king. The Israelites had a king. They were looking for men to sit in their heart. That this is not the time that we will be subscribing to men. This is the time to turn to this advocate, this righteous one, Christ. The only mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That God has given him to be our king. He has given him to be our Lord. If we turn to this king, he said that our life will be peaceful because it's the reign of righteous king. He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He set people free. He gives freedom. His burden is light. He heals you. He set you free. He said, even his son will set you free. You'll be free indeed. That he is the one that came to set the captives free. Who? The word of God. That once you turn to the word of God, he says you are set at liberty. Free from the yoke of man. Free from the devil. Free from the sorcerer. And so he's saying to us that he came to set us free. Who came? Jesus Christ. He is the king. Why don't you let this king into your life today? In Revelation 19, reading from verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name was called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. You see, he said his name is the word of God. That no one knew his name. That John said, I saw heaven open. And the word of God was reigning. And that those who follow him had their clothes with fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saint. They had him on. Says as many as are baptized into Christ has put on Christ. They said they put on Christ. They put on this one king. And that's why he says the king shall reign in righteousness, then princes. Who are those princes? He said, make us to be kings and priests unto God on earth. He said all of his own are princes. That those who are suffering with him will reign with him. reign through him. Said, this king will reign in righteousness. And so he's saying to us that he's come to make you to reign. He wants us to reign. How can we reign? He said we should open the door of our heart. Then when he comes in, then we will reign with him, he will reign with us. That this king is the king of glory. He raised Jesus Christ, that God raised him from the dead. And gave him the name of Jesus. That God raised his word from the dead. And gave him all authority. That God has given the scripture all authority, all power to rule and reign on earth. And therefore, he says that we should open to him that he's not the king of this world. He's not a natural king. His kingdom is not of this world. He is a spiritual king. And where does he want to reign? In our hearts, in our mind. And that once he comes in, once the truth of his word enter into our heart, then we know the king. Then he now tells us, the eyes of the seer will not dim again. You will be seeing this king. That's why Isaiah said that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the king for the first time. I saw that Uzziah is not the king. I saw King Jesus, the king of glory, that the post was moving at the door. He said he saw, holy, holy, they were shouting. John said, I saw heaven open. I saw the word of God on the throne. Who? This holy Bible on the throne. He is the king. Let him enter your heart. Let him enter your soul, that he is that Christ, the King, that is coming. And that he's coming in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So he's saying to us that don't revolt against this King. That those who pierce him will wail at his coming. Because he is the King. Then when you reject the King, and he is the King who made him King, the Almighty. What are they going to do? They can only lament, because he is the King. They said they will not have him rule over them, but they say he is the King of Kings. That will not be because he is the truth. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.